Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
You might need a snow brush. I mean, I had to brush off my vehicle a little bit this morning.
I put mine away about 2 weeks ago. I had it in my car all year, and I thought, I'll take it out. So I was using my sleeve. Never take it out.
I don't even take it out anymore. No. Because you never know when you're going to need it, or you're going to get frost overnight, and you got to scrape your vehicle off.
That's true.
So I'm looking at the Department of Highways conditions map here.
Are they on strike already?
Well, it seems like it.
Yeah.
I mean, they are out there cleaning and working hard and doing their thing. And God bless them. I mean, it came a little early. I'm sure even the Department of Highways people were thrown off going, oh, really? We're hauling all the equipment out already?
Actually, you know what? I was looking. This is later than last year's snow. We had snow a week earlier.
But this is a lot. Like the southwest portion of the province really got hammered on. So if you're planning on going to Calgary today, no, you're not. Unless you're flying, they say that the travel is still not recommended anywhere on Highway 1 from just west of Moose Jaw all the way past the Alberta border, also anywhere south of that, right down to the U.S. border and up to Kinder's.
I know Regina Thunder played in Calgary yesterday, a big snow game. They won 66-6, but they pulled over in Medicine Hat and just stayed at the hotel.
Well, I'm actually shocked they got to Medicine Hat. I saw a lot of photos of people driving and that stuff, and it just instantly depressed me, too. You know, you see it, and you're just like, oh, that's got to be in the mountains somewhere, and it's not. It's a long
winter ahead of us. It feels like it.
The good news, now there is some good news here. So we are going to see it warm up to double digits by the end of the week. The bad news comes for the farmers, and we'll talk about that in a little while here. But God bless you guys. I know you need some help. And I really hope you get it. I really do.
Aren't most
of
their crops done?
No, not even close. Not even close, man. Some have barely even started.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I did a lot of traveling this weekend. I actually went out to Kenosha for a wedding.
Okay.
And on the way home, it was late at night. So, it was like 10, 11 o'clock at night.
Right.
And it had been a long day. But I had my eyes peeled, man, because I was watching for deer or moose. I know they're all over the place down there in that area of the province. And as I'm driving along, I see this dead deer, like just a massive deer dead on the road.
Uh-huh.
Now, it had been pulled over to the shoulder. And then I started wondering. I've been lucky enough never to hit an animal. So if you hit an animal, are you responsible to pull the dead body off the road?
No. That's why that's why we have a highways department.
But the thing is, if you hit a deer and you leave it on the road, and then the people are coming from behind you, they could hit that dead deer too. The dead deer lying on the road. Aren't you responsible for that? Like, shouldn't there be some sort of onus put on you?
So there's blood splattered everywhere. You're going to go out and drag a deer to the side of the road. You won't even go hunt because of the blood.
No, I don't know. That's not why I won't hunt
because if I shoot it, I won't go get it because it's gross.
But isn't there a certain responsibility? No. It's like, listen, you want to drive at night? Great. If you hit an animal, you got to pull it over to the side of the road.
I hit a fox once. I've hit a couple of deer before.
What'd the fox say?
The fox just went blah blah blah.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. And by the way, if you hit a deer on the highway, you are not in any mood to drag it off the road.
Well, I know you're not in any mood to do it, but should you?
Well, I don't know. I hit a moose. I didn't drag it off the road.
Yeah. Have you hit it with like a big vehicle or just a regular?
Ford Tempo.
Ford Tempo. Oh, God.
I ripped the roof right off the car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well, enjoy your convertible, sir.
Yeah, I come from Capel.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
and we got 2 inches of snow out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the highways are wet, but I mean, I'm doing 100K and the roads are good. You just, in the passing lane, it's a little slushy.
Yeah, yeah. How's it in the convertible tempo?
Oh, good. It's just turning the heater on, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I right now I envision David Spade and Chris Farley driving along.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We've opened up our chair here sitting across from us and the microphone as well to any candidate that wants to come in and talk. And we want to get to know them on a personal level. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Bring that trust back. And Tamala Friesen's joining us. She's with the Green Party of the Regina-Wascana riding. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's off. I know this isn't a quiet time of year for you, so thanks for taking a little bit of time.
So when the weather's like this, do you cut back on door knocking? What do?
We find the biggest apartment block around and we spend the evening there.
That's a great idea.
Smart candidate. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, okay, like so that. I'm asking the people because I went out yesterday and so you're not going to get a lot of political questions here. We just want to get to know you. So I went out yesterday and my phone was at 10% and it died. How low do you let your phone go before you charge it?
I keep it on the charger at work all day long. I can't afford to have it run out this time of year.
Yeah. Well, how low do you let it go, though?
Oh.
Like if you're out and it's like 30%, are you panicked?
No.
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 I can still live without a phone if I need to.
Right. Yeah. So tell us a bit about you, Tamala. Where are you from? Where are you originally from? Where were you raised?
I was raised in Grand Prairie, Alberta.
Okay.
I was a rabid Flames fan while Wayne Gretzky was playing for the Oilers. So it was a rough. It was, hey,
good luck. Good luck with that. Yeah, good luck.
Hey.
Ballsy's gone.
It was a rough childhood. You should have mercy on me. Yeah, it was a very rough childhood.
Yeah, I'm an Oilers fan, so tread lightly. There goes my vote.
It's been a rough adulthood for you. I understand.
Yeah.
Tamala Friesen joining us again with the Green Party, the Regina-Wascana riding. And how are things so far when you go to a door, the first time you had to knock on doors, go back to, because you ran provincially in Manitoba, you said, right?
That's right, in 2011.
So I'd imagine you knocked on a lot of doors then. What's that like, going door to door like that? What's it like the first door you got to knock on?
The very first time I was nervous because I thought, I'm intruding on people. Who knocks on doors anymore? Think about who knocks on doors anymore. And yeah. So I was nervous about it. Mm-hmm. And it was... Now it's one of my favorite things, actually, having an excuse to randomly knock on doors and say, hey, how you doing? What matters to you?
Right.
Do you get a lot of beat it?
Not a lot. Not a lot. Like, there's some, and it's usually very polite, actually. It's just I'm not interested or I've already decided and that's it. So I don't mind that at all. That makes my job easier.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's revisit this for a second. You live like northern Alberta, okay? How did you end up in the Green Party from northern Alberta? Like, that's a question I have.
Great question.
I was tough on my family. I come from a nice Mennonite family with Mennonite girls aren't supposed to ask a lot of questions or whatever, but I was asking all sorts of questions on politics and life and whatnot from a very early age. And I've actually voted for every party over the course of my voting career.
Okay.
I've always been the kind where I read through it all.
Right.
And decide based on that. And I'm not much into the rhetoric stuff.
That seems very logical.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't have that. You should be in politics?
Yeah. Hey, so I always like asking different people this from different walks of life. So we're going to ask you a lifestyle thing here. Your best habit. What's your best habit?
Probably cycling. I usually cycle to work year round.
All year.
Yeah. I've been a little slack lately.
Right.
But I figure you hate driving in the winter too, right?
Yeah.
It's icky. Mm-hmm. Cycling, I admit, is not as fun in the winter.
Yeah.
But when I sit down at my desk, I know I feel much better.
Right.
Yeah. So do you use the snow tires or special snow tires?
Yeah. They got studs on them. And I tell you, there's only two wheels to balance on, but the traction is actually better than what you get in a car.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. So other side of it, what's your worst habit? Give me a bad habit that you have.
Everybody's got a bad habit.
You bite nails. Do you have a bad habit?
I probably play too many online card games on my phone. It's like I have a $1,000 deck of cards. Why didn't I just go get a deck of cards, right? right? If that's one habit that's I could enough. Kick better.
Yeah, well, that's an okay bad habit to have. I think we can all agree that's not bad. Tabula Friesen again with the Green Party in the Regina Wascana riding. Thanks for taking a little bit of time. Like I said, I know it's busy, busy time for you, and we're not always the easiest show to come in on because sometimes we could be dorks. So,
yeah.
Thanks for
I was listening in. To your podcast.
Yeah. Oh, were you?
Oh, so you had to brush up. Oh, my God. What am I getting myself into? Awesome.
Yeah. Tamala, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Unfortunately, many of us over the weekend were forced to put on our winter jackets. I know I got to that point where I had to pull out my winter jacket.
Really? You did that, eh?
Yeah, well, the wedding was outside. You know, on Saturday, okay. So we're standing right next to a lake, and I was like, okay, I better bring on my winter jacket. I didn't find anything in the pockets, though. Sometimes you get that little treat, right? When you bring out your winter gear for the first time, and you reach in the pocket, and you're like, oh, found a Finsky here. Sweet.
Yeah, I put on a heavier fall jacket last night going out, and I found lip gloss and lip chap, and yeah, 550.
Yeah, but that can make your night.
It did make my night.
Even finding lip chap, because you're like, I don't have to go buy lip chap right now.
That
and
is.
That's perfect timing because it's getting cold.
Yes, that's exactly. And it was lip chap I liked the most, and I haven't been able to find it since.
Yeah.
So I've got a one-of-a-kind lip chap, and mm-hmm. I found $5.50, which is coffee money for today.
Nice. See, you're covered.
So it's the winter lottery. I won the Chad and Ballsy winter lottery.
Tim Richards says this on our Facebook page. I found my old earbuds, headphones that I used to listen to the Wolf with. I bought new ones, but the old ones were the best. I jumped for joy when I found them.
Oh, yeah, you got that comforting earwax from that's been in there for 6 months.
I found sunglasses 1 year. I found a $200 pair of sunglasses in my pocket that I thought
really
were gone.
Really shocked. I always lose
those. Georgetta Hunchak says, found $50 in a jacket that I hated. I was going to donate it, but I looked in the pockets and there it was. Did you donate the $50?
Well, that's what I thought you meant, yeah.
Good question. Amanda LaBurge, $20 and a mini package of M&Ms. Luckily, M&Ms have a thin candy shell, so they don't melt in your hand, Richard. I'm surprised you didn't know that. Carol Johnson, $50 and a joint.
And that a right joint there. Right there. See that is now, a Monday.
Now,
right
the
there.
Joint might have been a little, when you lit it, it might have went poof. And just
yeah, how long does that? How long do joints last?
I don't know the science on that, but I do know that I have a theory as to how we can all make winter better.
You leave the money and leave money.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Every year, it's when you put your winter jacket away, take a hundo, take a $100 bill, throw it in the inside pocket.
If you have $100,
no, but just throw the well, no, but you got to make it special. You got to make it special. So put $100 in there, and then. Come the first snowfall, you're like, all right, time to, you may regret, you may look outside and go, this sucks, but you know you got a $100 bill to look forward to in your winter jacket.
Take it from the man whose air mattress calved on the weekend. I ain't putting $100.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Hey, for the third straight year, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders are going to the playoffs. I mean, they went to Toronto, and they did what they were supposed to do. They smacked the Argos around.
They sure did.
We are number one. We're the best, east or west.
Just a beauty.
The game is done. Stand up and sing, everyone.
Can we talk about the amazing flute playing?
Green is the color. Football is the game. We're all together, and winning is our aim.
Tell you what.
So cheer us on through the sun and rain or snow.
Yeah.
Tell you what. I know there's still a ways to go. I know we got most of our games on the road now because of the Outdoor Classic. But I'm going to tell you this right now. With Matt Nichols being done, with Trevor Harris on the shelf now for a while, the Rough Riders have a very good chance of winning the Grey Cup this year. And
you
I know
think?
What about Calgary? Well, Calgary's good, but Calgary's not as good as they've been in the past. There's chinks in the armor there. We have a very good chance of winning the whole thing. Can you imagine if we get first place and everybody has to come here to play us in the playoffs?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's right. We haven't clinched a home game.
No, we clinched a playoff spot. We haven't clinched a home game, but if we beat Winnipeg here on, what is it, Saturday, we'll take a huge step to having a home playoff game. Like, it'd be almost done.
Really?
Yeah, because Winnipeg's, and we'll have won the season series with Winnipeg.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So
I get you. I understand.
I know. Get ready. Put your lawn chairs at the corner of Albert Street and Victoria Avenue for our Grey Cup parade.
Yeah, we might as well get them lined up.
Get them lined up now. The hole is filled in.
Right. Yeah,
it's all good.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Cody Fajardo. What a revelation, too. Hey, like, this guy was a nobody for 4 years.
I remember when they first signed him.
Yeah.
You were on holidays and I was reading sports that week.
Yeah.
And I remember being like going up to the newsroom. How do I say this name? They're like, Fajardo. I'm like, whatever. Stupid. I'm not going to worry about it. He's some backup quarterback. He'll be gone right away anyway.
And when he came in, when he came in three plays in, I'm like, this guy's terrible. We are in trouble.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Son and I and coach from Guelph went out for supper last night at the Canadian Brew House.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the south, and there, Rax ran into our friend Brandy who was working. And I took my phone. Is it like a 10%? I thought, okay, well, I didn't charge it, but it should be enough. We're going to be visiting anyways.
Right.
Jeez, my daughter calls me up. Jeez, she died pretty fast.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, how low do you let your phone go before you charge it?
Don't you have a panic attack at 10%? Like, you're weird though, because you're always charging your phone. Like here at work, your phone is always, because we don't have any plugins here in our actual control room.
Yeah.
So you're always plugging it in the hallway, and it's always sitting out there. How are you running down a charge?
I don't know.
Does your phone not keep a charge very well?
I don't know. Maybe it does. It's
and you
an
know
older
why
phone.
It doesn't?
Why?
Because they say for the health of your phone, for the health of the battery in your phone, you should never let it get below 20%.
Okay. So I ask people how low they let their phone go on our Facebook page. Hugh Hill says, if I'm at home, 10-ish. If I'm traveling, running errands, 30 to 50%, especially in the winter. And that's good. In the winter, you should keep it up. And you'd know that because you travel.
I always have my phone charging in the vehicle in the winter.
Rayanne June Johansson says, or Jonathan says, I have to let it go all the way. I don't know. She lets it
really
go all
the way. Really lets it die?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Stacy Ryan Duane says 18%. Now, honestly, I have a panic attack at 50%. I have a panic attack.
18%.
That's, she was just.
You know,
just
the thing is,
random.
Though, the thing is,
yeah.
How you treat your phone's battery says a lot about you as a person. You think about it. If you let your phone go down that low, you're a person who probably flies by the seat of their pants,
runs E on your gas tank.
Not very organized. And if you won't let it get below 50%, you're probably a little anal. Like, you know what I mean? You're probably a little OCD.
Yeah.
Something like that. Maybe a little bit of a worry wart. So it tells a lot about
if you ask anybody in my life, it's I'm kind of buying a little bit what you're selling because I do run my tank low on gas.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm usually at a quarter or less than a quarter tank of gas. Oh, no. It says I got 20 more kilometers. I can go 30. You know what I mean? I'm that kind of guy.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I know. You picked me up for work the one day and I didn't think we were going to make it in.
So it's no shocker that I let my phone. But it's amazing when your phone dies. It's like, I know we say when we go to Mexico, we throw the phone in the lockbox and it's fine, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, but when you actually are in our society, it's like, you got to have that phone. If you don't have that phone, it's like, I'm panicking. Like, what am I
going to
miss?
I love going to the restaurants that have the phone chargers in them that you can put your phones in.
Yeah.
Those are great. That's brilliant. Or are you one of those people that carries a charging cord around with you wherever you go? And you're plugging it in awkward places?
Actually, I have one in my car, I plug it in awkward places.
Like at a restaurant, you'll be like, oh, is there a plug-in under the table? Sweet. You plug it in.
Yeah, my kids ask for Wi-Fi. I ask for plug-in.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.